Hello, I'm Aaron Montes. This is KTEP News. The El Paso Independent School District expects 1,172 less students next school year, a continued trend of falling enrollment. EPISD expects 47,121 students will attend its school in the 2025-2026 school year, according to an annual enrollment analysis. District officials presented their findings to the school board on Tuesday night. The district's data had a start date in 2016 when 60,046 children attended EPISD schools. That is a difference of nearly 12,000 students compared to projections for this upcoming year. It is a continued trend that is not expected to stop, and one that means less state funding for the district. Birth rates nationally and locally have also trended downward. One bright spot for EPISD is the number of students who transfer from outside the district has grown, as well as military families who enroll their children. And a wildfire in the Lincoln National Forest has broken out, covering over 200 acres, according to the New Mexico Forestry Division. The fire is about 20 miles away from Cloudcroft, New Mexico. The cause of the fire is under investigation. It began on Tuesday afternoon, 2 miles away from the community of Mayhill. Emergency crews from the area are working to stop the spread of the fire. Weather forecasters and local officials have warned of the possibility of wildfires due to dry conditions and winds. In other news this afternoon, the Texas Senate passed a bill that would ban the use and sale of THC products that are currently legal across the state. The proposal hits on synthetic THC products such as Delta 8 and Delta 9. Opponents of the legislation tout the health benefits of these often readily available products. Those in favor of a ban, however, say the use of synthetic THC has triggered mental health episodes. Senator Charles Perry, a Lubbock Republican, authored the bill.
What they have created and what they are doing is akin to K2 and spice and bath salts of the past that we, as a legislature, voted out of existence as soon as possible.
The bill now moves to the House for consideration. And earlier today, Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick told reporters that Texas House Speaker Dustin Burroughs is on the same page as him wanting to ban THC products here. And the Texas Senate also passed a bill that would create a designated time to pray and read the Bible or other religious texts during the school day. Senate Bill 11 is sponsored by all 20 Republicans in the state Senate. The bill is one of several proposals by Republicans this session to incorporate Christian teachings into public education. Senator Jose Menendez is a San Antonio Democrat. He's concerned the proposal could isolate students of other faiths.
So then maybe something as important as our faith is to many of us is something that we would want our families and our parents to be focused on and maybe not the school. And that's the concern that I have.
The bill now moves to the Texas House for further consideration. Texas lawmakers are almost halfway through this legislative session, which wraps up in early June. And as the Trump administration works to erode the rights of transgender Americans nationwide, the state of Texas has been taking steps to collect information on its trans citizens without their knowledge. For at least 6 months, the DMV has been tracking drivers who have tried to change the sex listed on their driver's licenses. Investigative reporter Lauren McGaughey with the Texas Newsroom found out about the data collection through a public records request. She has more about what we know and don't know and about how the state is using the information.
Last year, Texas stopped allowing people to update the sex listed on their driver's licenses and birth certificates, unless it was to correct a clerical error. The Department of Public Safety, which issues licenses, also told its employees to report any time someone asked for such an update. These requests were reported to a special internal email address and marked with the subject line "Sex Change Court Order." We asked for all the emails sent to this internal address for the last 6 months and got more than 100 pages of records back from the state. The records showed that agency employees documented at least 42 cases of people trying to change the sex listed on their licenses. It appears all the requests were denied. We spoke to one driver who was flagged after he asked for help updating his state ID. He asked us not to name him because he does not live openly as a trans man.
I should be okay to live a normal life without being bothered or harassed or my information being sold.
State officials did not answer questions about why they are gathering this information. I'm Lauren McGaughey in Austin.
Thank you for listening. For KTEP News, I'm Aaron Montes.